This is the Jason and Tony Case You Missed It podcast.
Remember back in January, there was a story of a Ring brand doorbell camera that captured somebody licking the doorbell for 3 hours?
Remember
that story? We're like, why would you lick a doorbell for 3 hours? Yeah, oh, my gosh.
We talked about that, how like, creepy that'd be. Uh-huh.
Only this guy, we said, only this guy would do that.
Sure enough, on the video, there he was, licking a doorbell.
Well, it's happened again. Another man was caught licking a Ring doorbell camera, this time in Florida.
Oh, two doorbells.
So first in California, now in Florida. Why are people licking doorbells?
Well, you know, when there's a serial killer, sometimes they have copycat serial killers.
Is this a copycat? This
might be a copycat doorbell licker.
Yeah.
That's just trying to be as cool as the first one.
This is going to be on Law and Order soon.
He wants to be doorbell licker number one. He's going to off with him.
This guy, what a ding dong.
In case you missed it.
Well, y'all, you young people with your hair and your clothes and your breathing in and out, just y'all aren't even in style anymore, let me tell you.
You youth these days.
Man, I hate it for you. Yeah. No, let's see here. Here's the deal with hair right now.
Mm-hmm.
Letting your grays show through. That's the latest, hottest trend. So stop using dye on your hair.
Yeah.
Show off those sweet grays or silver.
And be in style, because that's the trend.
Yeah. I had no idea when I woke up this morning I was so in style. Man, I'm so in style right now.
Take that, you bunch of man bun wearing skinny jeans.
Yeah,
wearing
your man bun with no gray in it. How unstylish.
Yeah.
Non-gray man bun.
Ain't no gray in that man bun.
There's even an Instagram account promoting the gray hair movement.
Yay.
It's a gray hair movement. You know, when you got gray hair, you're always looking for movements.
Good morning, men.
Good morning, sir. And how are you today?
Absolutely fine.
Great.
With the white hair you're talking about, I did not know 20 years ago when I got getting white hair that I would be in fashion.
Dude, you're so in fashion right now. I mean, there's 20-year-olds looking at you going, that dude is so cool, man.
You're in style.
But it even my mustache is gray.
Oh!
That makes you twice as in
style.
You got gray back hair?
Yeah.
What's your back hair do?
Is it gray?
My whole head just white as Santa Claus.
Right. What about your nose hair? That's...
I keep them pulled out.
Yo, good. Always got to stay on top of it.
I see older men out there, just barely older than me, out there on a job site giving an estimate or something.
Yeah.
I'm like, man, why don't he get him a nose hair trimmer?
I know. I've seen that, too. Look, you remember those?
Looks like he's growing a mustache out of their nose.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's called the nostril celic. Oh, yeah, and this here happened, too.
Tony, would you do this? It's a company called Tour Radar.
Okay.
And they're sending two people to travel 5 continents over 50 days with all expenses paid. So it's like a sweet deal, 50 days. You don't have to pay for anything. You go all over the place. But the catch is...
Okay.
You have to do the trip with a complete stranger.
Oh, no.
So, yes, you get to go with somebody, but you won't know them, have never met them before until you're flying off to go on the trip.
And then you're stuck together for the rest of the trip.
For 50 days. Could you do it?
Yeah.
I mean, it totally depends on the stranger. I mean, if it turns out to be halfway normal, I think I could probably go 50 days.
Well, it sounds like fun, but with my luck, I'd get there and meet them, and it'd be... somebody with a real bad nose whistle or something. You know, some guy that has lots of pictures of his dogs.
Right, yeah. That and the 50-day nose whistle would be awful.
A guy that collects stamps and knows everything about every stamp ever made.
Right. And wants to tell you about it.
Right. And spits when he talks.
No.
And you got to be there in the plane.
Right.
Just catching his spit. Yeah, that'd be.
And you're going someplace that has lots of peas in it.
Oh, you're going to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Yeah. If you wasn't listening, you probably missed this right here.
I am picking.
Yes, you are. And we're proud of you, too. Oh, and I'm green.
Okay. Tony,
uh-huh.
I'm never donating money to anybody collecting for a marathon.
Why not?
Well, they just take the money and run.
You know, Jason,
uh-huh.
I asked my date to meet me at the gym, but she never showed up.
Oh, man.
I guess the two of us aren't going to work out.
Tony, my kids always ask why I always knock on the refrigerator door before I open it.
Why do you?
Well, because there might be a salad dressing.
You know what, Jason?
What?
The bread is kind of like the sun.
It is.
It rises in the yeast, but sets in the waste. Here's another and you might have missed.
And now, Tony Tales with Tony.
Once upon a time, the rising rainwater drove the anacondas north, where they bred with our native snakes. They created the copper rattler corn anaconda moccasin. This area become infested with them. The only thing that could repel them was gasoline and 80s music. Everywhere you look, the skies were full of smoke and Bon Jovi. Just whenever we didn't think it could get any worse, a tornado came through. It picked up all the snakes. It created the copper rattler corn anaconda nado. Snakes was flying everywhere. They was biting people, chewing on people, crawling in their nose holes, crawling in their ear holes, crawling in their eyeball socket holes, and all them other hoes. One of them even chewed off Helen Hunt's face. And then, out of the copper rattler corn anaconda nado, come a helicopter. It was being flown by Ian Ziering and Aaron Tippin. They had these huge speakers and they were blaring Cyndi Lauper and Duran Duran. And the 80s music was driving all the snakes away. And hey, look, Helen Hunt set up. She's all right. She didn't die. And then once all the snakes was crawled off and gone, Aaron Tippin stuck around and did a concert where he did nothing but Michael Jackson album covers. The end.
Oh, yeah, and this here happened too.
And now, to expand your vocabulary, Jason and Tony present Tony's Word of the Day.
Poothy smoothie. A poothy smoothie is a combination of raisin bran, cabbage, granola, beans, and several other fibers blended with almond milk. Poothy smoothie.
That's Tony's Word of the Day.
In case you missed it.
And now, Jason and Tony present the best country music lyrics that were never written.
He's a construction worker by the day. At night, he dances in women's lingerie.
That was the best country music lyrics never written from Jason and Tony.
If you wasn't listening, you probably missed this right here.
Every single day, Tony and I go through a bunch of news stories. We try to find you one that's positive and uplifting, and we call it the real good. I love this story. This isn't usually the type of skill you want inmates working on while they're in jail, but it turned out good.
All right, what happened?
Couple locked their keys inside their SUV outside a courthouse in Newport Richey, Florida last Thursday. It's right around Tampa. Mm-hmm. Their one-year-old daughter was inside. So they've got a one-year-old daughter inside the car. They've realized they've locked their keys in. They can't get inside the car to get their one-year-old little baby girl.
Oh, panic. Panic time.
Well, it was close to the courthouse, so there were some cops around. They would have to break the window to get the baby out because they didn't know how to get the car door unlocked.
Right, so that's about all you got to do if you ain't got a key.
But there was a couple of inmates right around there. They were doing some work fixing a median in the road. And one of them just happened to have some experience breaking into cars.
Wow.
So he was like, you know, I can get in there. And the cops were like, okay, let's see you. Wham, bam, pew, 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 in the car.
Thanks, old trustee.
Yeah.
He had a little bit of a prior experience probably at helping unlock cars' doors.
Yeah. He did get permission from the cops to give it a try, though. And they're like, yeah, sure, give it a try. So he did. The little girl was fine. She was only locked in there for maybe 15 minutes.
Yay.
They probably slept through the whole thing. But you can imagine how scared the parents were.
Right.
You know, having your little kid in there. Her mom got the whole thing on video, too. So there's plenty of that out there. But how cool is that?
He shouldn't have had the skills, but...
for stealing cars and breaking into cars. And then was able to turn that into something good for somebody else. So
yes, indeed.
I like redemption stories. Dude, unnamed trustee prisoner guy, you are real good.
And that there has been Jason and Tony's, in case you missed it.